All right, well, kind of on a normal Friday here, try to tie up a few loose ends, go over some situations, pull things together here for Cincinnati, and then head up there tomorrow. So we'll see how it all comes together here. Again, a team that we're, don't have a lot of experience with, although we've seen them a lot on film, but haven't played against them much, a couple of years. So a lot of preparation things on their end, and just, getting things right on our end. So it's been a challenging week, but hopefully it'll, come together here today and tomorrow and be ready to go on Sunday.
Bill, how much, are there any similarities between what Austin McCauley has, the systems he's been in the past, to what you do to possibly make it easier for him conditioning?
I don't know. It's great. I mean, he seems like a pretty smart guy, so I think probably what we're doing are things he's done before, just at different ways of calling it or terminology or that type of thing. But I mean, we'll see. We had him on the field one day, so we'll see how it goes today, what kind of recall there is, and see where we're at tomorrow and make a decision. I don't know.
How would you sort of describe him as a receiver? Obviously not specific to the one day you worked with him, but just from having worked on him in the draft, coming out and then playing against him.
Well, I'd say in his career he's played both inside and outside. So he has some versatility.
Is it, every situation is different, but can you think of examples where you've signed a guy on a Thursday and he's played on a Sunday if he hasn't been with the team prior to that?
I'm sure there are. Yeah. Fortunately, at Cleveland, we signed a player on Tuesday and started him at quarterback on Sunday. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes. We work with him one day. We'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Their tight ends, Eifert and Christian, what are your thoughts on just their skills in terms of, are they pure tight ends, combination guys, more based on receiver types?
No, I think they both have done kind of all the tight end things, all the things you would expect a tight end to do. I mean, Gresham's been doing that for 3 years, however long he's been in the league. They use him at the Y. They use him as the, the off-the-line guy. They do the same thing with Eifert. Split both of them out at times. Not a lot, but they do it. Put them out there as, a receiver-type location. But yeah, I think they can, do all the things that you would ask a tight end to do: block, pass protect, run block, be vertical receivers, be, get open in shorter areas, use their size to create separation.
With Ben Jarvis, obviously you're familiar with him from this time here. What do you see from him in terms of the way he's running? Is it pretty much the same as you saw? Do you see anything else, that you didn't?
Yeah, no, I mean, Benny's a tough kid, runs hard, gets, yards after contact with his strength and power, dependable guy in pass protection. I think they're getting those things out of him.
So can you talk about Chandler Jones and some of the versatility that he's showing, being able to move inside on the line a few times this year, and what it is about him and his characteristics that have allowed him to be able to do that?
I think certainly his second year, he's a lot more experienced and familiar with not only what we're doing, but what our opponents are doing, kind of how the game goes. And he was last year, and he has shown good versatility. We've dropped him into coverage at times, played him out there on the tight end, played him, further inside on the tackle, and he's actually bumped into the guard, as you mentioned, at times in some sub situations. So, he's a good athlete. He's smart. He's got good playing strength. Even though he's not the biggest guy out there, but he's got playing strength, got length, and he's got a good skill set in terms of his athleticism, his strength, his power, his ability to work the edges, but also to be able to you know, get in there and hold his ground, you know, stack people up, you know, to a point. And it's, you know, he understands how to play. So yeah, he's done a little bit of all those things for us. He's given us good communication, good leadership out there. Certainly, you know, a lot more than he did last year, but that's to be expected. Say the same thing about Hightower. You know, other guys that have gone from year one to year two, but there's been a good growth progression with him.
There's special teams, Bill, with Coach Simmons. I think he's mentioned Scott O'Brien as someone that has great influence on his career. Do you see, when you look at their special teams, a lot of the same things from your own, you know, from your own team?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Yep, some of the same schemes, a lot of the same fundamentals. When we practice against them, it's kind of easy to set some of those things up because it's similar to the way we do them. Obviously, the personnel is different, and you know, there's a difference, but there's a lot of similarities too in their overall basic patterns and the way that they fundamentally try to do things. I think there's a lot of carryover, sure.
Bill, do you see Brandon Spikes playing a bigger role this week with Vince being out and his ability to stop the run and kind of clog things up in the middle and just being a big body there?
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of our defensive game plan depends on what, you know, what matchups we have, what, you know, what our calls are, what personnel groups they use and so forth. And we don't have a lot of control over that at times of what, you know, what group they're going to have on the field. But you know, I think all our players need to be ready to go and, you know, we'll just see what, you know, how things turn out. But I mean, I don't really know how playing time is going to go.
Challenging for guys who maybe don't get those 10 reps to see if the defense is giving them and kind of adjust to that, get warmed up?
I mean, I don't think so. I think that's, you see that pretty much with most teams in the league. You know, it's a tough position to play. I mean, you got everybody after you when you got that ball. So, you know, to have depth and have multiple guys that can do it or, you know, spread the load a little bit. You just have a fresher, guy who's stronger, fresher, ready to go. You know, I mean, I don't think you want to necessarily shuffle them in and out on every play, but situationally at times that's, you know, third down backs and that type of thing. I mean, there are plenty of teams that do that. We've done it, you know, had a lot of success with it through the years. So, you know, I think each situation you just try to get the most out of your players, whatever that happens to be. But, you know, that's what the NFL is today. I mean, you see guys running off on off the field on every play on both sides of the ball. So, you know, I don't know. There's a great way around that unless they don't substitute, you don't substitute. But, you know, there's a lot of times when you're matching up that you just – or situations dictate that you want, you know, particular skill type players on the field and you put them out there.
Have you ever talked to a guy about numbers or expectations – building on that? Steve obviously got almost 300 carries last year. Maybe it's a little more spread this year. Have you ever talked to a guy about that?
Talk to the players all the time. Talk to them every day.
But I mean, in terms of numbers, and it's not going to be the same this year.
Yeah. Well, that's... Who knows what this year is going to be? I have no idea. I have no idea what this week's going to be. So, just prepare to play, go out there and, you know, play the best that we can. Do the best we can to help the team win. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, with Vince gone, did you name another captain for the defense?
We haven't, no. We haven't. I mean, I don't know what will happen, but no, we haven't.
When they go to their three wide receivers, is Tate the third receiver with them?
No, it's usually 82.
Jones.
But they, you know, they do. Yeah, Brandon does play some, you know, as a third receiver. I mean, they have good depth at that position. But it's usually Jones, Sanu, and AJ.
That just one thing that interests me is that you've been here for 14 years. Marvin, I think, is 11 in terms of head coach with the same team. Longevity in the NFL coaching-wise, is that something, obviously you don't think about it when you're in it, but how do you view that? Just the idea of being, you're the longest tenured head coach with the same team. He's the second longest tenured coach with the same team. I think you know what it's like.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising, really. But, I mean, it is and it isn't. You know, when I came into the league, that's the way it was. You know, coaches coached for a long time with the same team. They had a, you know, consistent program. I mean, there was always turnover, but not like there is now where, you know, guys coach for a year, year and a half, and the team makes a change and brings in somebody else and all that. I mean, it's, you know, wheels spin pretty fast in that. And then along with it goes, you know, all the changes in head coaches, then therefore coordinators, position coaches. I mean, you go to the combine, and it seems like every year a third of the coaches are wearing, you know, different jacket than they wore the year before when you saw them. So, so from that standpoint, it's, you know, it's a big change from what I was used to, the way I always, let's say the way I was brought up in the league, brought up in football. Again, not that, I mean, we all know it's a production business. We all know that, you know, you're not guaranteed anything for very long, but, you know, the way things turn over in this league or in pro sports in general is pretty, turns over pretty fast. I mean, it's pretty amazing, really. So, on the one hand, you know, it seems like a long time given the quick turnover that we have now. On the other hand, given the way I was used to it, it doesn't seem like it should be that way. But it is what it is. But, you know, Marvin's a good coach. He's done a good job. You know, he's been very consistent, obviously, the last couple of years. You know, taking a young team in the playoff back-to-back years with a rookie quarterback, second-year quarterback last year. You know, transform that team over the past few years, one with, you know, different guys, one with Carson Palmer, one with, you know, winning now. So they've had different ways of doing it, and common thread though, he's been there. You know, Mike Brown, Marvin Lewis, been a good, you know, owner, coach combination. They've done a good job of acquiring personnel and coaching them and winning games. So I got to say something. I mean, the consistency says something. You know, we've seen that at other organizations, you know, like Pittsburgh, for example. You know, a lot of success through the years with, you know, not a lot of changes, so.
Bill, are you surprised they're not better than they are with all that talent? 2-2, it's not bad, but.
I think they're pretty good. I mean, they, you know, lost a very close game to Chicago in the opener, and they certainly could have won last week against Cleveland. Wouldn't have taken too much, so. You know, I think this is a team that's a couple plays away from being 4-0. I think they're going to win their share of games this year. We just hope it's not this week. But, yeah, I think they're a good team, and I think they're going to – I think they've played well, and they could easily be – they could easily be 4-0. Take two or three plays a little bit different than what they were, and you'd be looking at a 4-0 team, which is the way we look at it.
Have you slid defensive ends away with defensive tackle for a few years now? Or when is the first time you saw that third down swing?
I mean, as far back as I can remember. I mean, at Cleveland, we did it with Rob Burnett. He played inside. Probably had more production inside than he did outside. And he had a lot of production outside, too. So, I mean, how far is that? 20 years ago? We've done it with plenty of people around here. I mean, when you're in a 3-4 defense, you usually take your defensive ends and move them inside. If you're in a 4-3 defense, a lot of times you just, you know, get your better pass rushers out there on the field. And if one of your outside guys can move inside and be productive in there, then, I mean, I think you see a lot of teams do that. I don't think it's anything that's revolutionary, that big a deal with us or any of the teams in the league. But like I said, I can remember doing that back in Cleveland with Rob Burnett. And, you know, Those guys can do a good job sometimes moving inside on guards with their quickness and their, you know, their pass rush skills when they're really not, you know, don't really have to play the run on, you know, a lot of those situations. They can just rush and, you know, you get a third guy in there that's really three ends. I mean, it's a good, you know, gives you better speed, better athleticism, better pass rushers on the field, if that's the situation.
Your final question?
So going back to what you said about the coaches, you know, being with the same team, I mean, does that have any meaning to you, like in terms of having like a long stretch with one team based on the way you were brought up? Like to be able, obviously, you want to stay with one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I feel a loyalty to all the people that are in the organization, and I understand not, you know, I'm not saying I'm great or anything. That's not the point. The point is when you're the head coach, there's a lot of people that are dependent on you, and having been an assistant coach for a long time and been the son of an assistant coach for a long time, you know that your future is to a certain degree tied to the head coach. So, you know, yeah, it's important to me to be able to, you know, hopefully provide some stability to the other members of the coaching staff, the other members of the organization that relate to the football department, the players. I mean, we all know that the first thing that changes is the coach. The next thing that changes is most of the roster. So, you know, I certainly like the fact that, you know, we have players who have been brought up in this system that have tried to develop in this system, and hopefully they have the confidence to know that they can come back and play in this system again with the skills and the training and the knowledge that they've learned to do it. So, I mean, I, you know, feel a loyalty to them, but I think they also feel a loyalty to me along those same lines. I mean, it's definitely a two-way street. And, you know, I know everybody's got to, you know, take care of themselves and their own needs and all that, but, you know, I do have a lot of loyalty and respect for the people that work for me, and I want to try to, you know, continue to provide a good working environment for them to be successful, for us to be successful, you know, so that we can all benefit from that. So, yeah, I'd say that that's definitely important to me. And that's the way I was brought up, you know, that, I mean, when you're an assistant coach and the head coach isn't there, then you're probably not going to be there either. You know, that's just the way it is. So, learned that a long time ago. All right. Thank you. All right. See you in Cincinnati.